you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Trevor Brown, you've had a first half now in the big leagues. You get big league music behind us. But what has the first half been like for you? Just live up to your expectations of 3 months as a big league backup?
Yeah, absolutely. The first half's been great. I've been learning a lot and I've been getting to watch Buster play for the most part, and I think I got 25-30 starts under my belt now in the first half, and so it's just been a really good experience, a really good learning experience for me. It's been really fun too, just going out. The team's been playing great. We had the best record in the big leagues right now, and so it's just been a blast the whole time.
You were probably an everyday infielder your whole life, and then you become an everyday catcher, and now you're in this role where you catch PV quite a bit, but for the most part you're kind of a right-handed bat off the bench. What's been the adjustment to you mentally and preparing yourself for maybe one start a week or two starts a week?
Yeah, it's definitely been different. Like you said, I'm kind of preparing myself for an at-bat or a game a week or 5 at-bats a week, and so it's hard to try to stay sharp physically and mentally in the game. So I try to kind of call pitches with Buster. I'll pick an inning and I'll try to call pitches and see how close I would be to calling a similar game to him. Or I still study our pitchers versus that team, because I still want to know the opponent hitters. And so I still try to prepare like I'd be playing every day, even though I'm not, just to try to stay sharp mentally. And then physically, I'm still taking BP. I'm still getting my extra working in the cage and that kind of thing, just in case, because you never know that something can happen, and I could be in there every day, and I have to be ready to do that.
Do you feel yourself getting, when you call pitches with him, kind of, I'm now 80%, 90% of the way with him, or I don't know what the percentage would be. Yeah. Do you feel yourself getting closer to where he is?
I'm getting closer. It's different. I think situations and stuff, I'm still learning, because catching is fairly new. I am getting closer. It's nice when I go out and I'll get a whole batter will be every single one, and I'm there's that's a win, because I'm trying to get that's my win for the day. But yeah, I'm working on it. I think I'm getting closer. I think when I'm working with PV more and more, I'm kind of getting on the same page with him more and more too. And I caught Johnny for the first time in a while back when we were in Arizona, and I thought that was a pretty decent game, and I think the only way to really kind of feel like I can call a good game with him is just by watching Buster do it and trying to be on the same page when Buster's calling a game for Johnny. So today it'll be another good one to try to do that and see how well I do.
You've, for the most part, caught Jake. When did you feel – you caught him in the minors last year, and he told us when he came back. He said, this is Trevor Brown kid. He does a nice job back there, and I think maybe you caught him a little bit at the end of last year. But when did you really feel comfortable with – you guys are totally on the same page?
I think the biggest game was we played the Dodgers there at the end of the last season. So I think it was my fifth or sixth start with him. And I think it was that game where we couldn't lose the Dodgers, or else it was they had clinched or something like that. And so that game, I felt like we were really on the same page, and that was, I think, we really clicked the best. And since then, we've had games where we haven't quite been on the same page as that one, but I know it's there, because we had it, and that was a game that we couldn't lose. So that was that was a big game. So I like to think that the more I get to catch him, the more it's going to get back to that. And
so much of being a catcher is kind of controlling your pitcher, I guess, and keeping his emotions under check. Jake, he would admit it. He's as wild as it gets out there. What's it like being behind the plate and watching him, and we all see him, we hear him from the press box a little bit, and do you ever feel the need to go out there and talk to him, or do you just know that's Jake?
Sometimes. I've tried to go out there before and got chewed back to home plate, and so I try to, you know, kind of pick and choose the right time to go out there, and there's some times where you just have to go out and just, you know, give him a break, get him to relax, and that's one of his things, is sometimes he just kind of gets going too fast, and it like speeds up, and he just needs to like step off, take a breath, and get back on the mound. But he's a competitor out there. It's fun to watch, and it kind of pumps me up a little bit too, because I'm a very like calm, yeah, calm player. When, you know, when he's out there, he's getting fired up. It kind of fires me up a little bit too. So
I thought the funniest thing about that throw Buster made that landed in his glove was, if you watch the video, Jake is yelling at the third base ump, ball lands in his glove, and right away he goes back to yelling at the third base ump.
Like nothing happened.
That's who he is on the mound.
Yeah, yeah, so. I didn't see that during the game. My mom actually showed me the video, and I was like, what are you talking about? And you're right, he's like looking at home plate, he's got his arm up, looks like he's yelling at something over here, and then it just plunks right in there.
I assume you've never done that?
Never.
Yeah. I think Buster has probably never even... Yeah.
Me and Derek were in the outfield yesterday during BP trying to do it to each other. We couldn't even do it on purpose.
It was something I've never seen before. One thing I've always wanted to ask you, catchers have to know the umpires. They have to get to know the other batters. What's that process like? I assume most of the time you go out there, it's an umpire you're meeting for the first time. Do you introduce yourself? Do you talk to him during the game?
Definitely introduce myself, and I want to try to get to the point where I know them by name, because they'll say, hey, you know, I'm Mike. And so I want to know them by name. That way, if I, like, have a question or if I want to talk to them, I can, you know, say, hey, Mike, what's this, rather than, like, Blue or umpire, something like that. So you want to kind of have that relationship with them. And I feel like, you know, having that relationship is a good thing, because I want them to be able to tell me something, or, you know, vice versa. And so I definitely try to do that. And then the players as well. Normally the first time through the lineup, you know, some guys will kind of tap the shin guard or say hi or good luck or something like that. And so you kind of get to know the players, because pretty much everyone does that their first time through as well.
I heard a story that Jock Peterson told where he wanted to talk to Buster. He just wanted to say hi to Buster when he came up. Is there anybody who's come up to the plate that you did catch quite a bit last year in some big games and caught against some big names this year? Anybody who's come to the plate where you've gone, hey, this guy tapped me on the shin guard, or this guy I grew up watching, or
kind of a cool thing? Well, I think the opposite. When we played against the Cardinals, so Buster and Yachty were like my two, when I started catching, those were the two guys I really followed. So, you know, I got to be on the same team as Buster, so that was obviously really cool. But, you know, playing at, my mom was from St. Louis, and I, you know, the Dodgers and the Cardinals were, you know, two of my teams growing up, just from my mom and my dad. And so Yachty, that was like a big player for me. So I went up, and the umpire, actually, I told, he was talking to me, and I told him that story. And so when I came up to bat the next time, he had told Yachty that I thought he was overrated as a joke. And so Yachty, he goes, oh, so I hear you think I'm overrated. And I was like, what? And I was stepping in the box for the first time. It kind of threw me off a little bit. And so I went back out there, and I'm like, what, did you throw me under the bus and tell him that I said that? He's like, yeah, I was just kidding with him.
That's a good way to mess with your head when you're trying to hit somebody.
I'm trying to hit, exactly. But that was kind of a cool thing. That was probably something like that.
Is there anybody on your bucket list of somebody you would like to chat with when they come to the plate, or
I don't know, like I'd like to chat, probably not while they're at the plate, because I don't want to, you know, throw them off and it'd probably throw me off too, lose my focus. But really any of these guys, it's just cool talking to, you know, other big leaguers. It's you know, there's not a lot of guys out there that get to do this, and so just kind of getting to talk to, I was talking to Bam Bam earlier about how he was talking hitting with David Ortiz and Manny Ramirez. Like, I would love to sit in on that conversation and just listen to those two guys go back and forth talking about hitting. So just stuff like that, really anybody.
Do you have a sense yet of working umps a little bit? I know some of your pitchers are really, Madison especially, it kind of has a conversation, it seems, after almost every half inning. And, and do you have a sense yet of asking him after an inning, or where was this? Or
definitely, I try to do that, like, especially if I thought they might have like missed a pitch, or sometimes they'll ring a guy up and be like, you got that there? Are you with me on that? And so there's definitely times where you have like a little quick conversation about like a call they made or something like that. And I think, again, getting to know them on like a first name basis, like if you develop that relationship with them, not necessarily you're going to get more calls, but I mean, if you're in their good graces, you might, you know what I mean? So they might not ring you on that borderline one when you're up there, if you're, you know, have a good relationship. If I'm you know, mad at him all the time, he's very well could ring me on it. Where if it wasn't mad at me, he might not call it, like that kind of thing. And so I try to do that.
You mentioned the sitting in on meetings. I know you've talked quite a bit with us about sitting with Buster and, mm-hmm. and not just, you know, what you mentioned earlier, watching him from the dugout, but sitting with him just and learning from him. What has he taught you and what can you take from just being on the road with him or being on a flight with him?
All kinds of things, especially just the catching side and the mental side of it, the calling the games. I'll ask him. I think I sat with him yesterday and I was talking to him about his home run to right field, and I said, like, what's our approach on that? Were you trying to hit the ball to right field, or were you trying to hit the ball like up the middle or pull? And he said, well, earlier in the game I had like an advantage count and I was in my head, I was thinking pull a little bit, and I rolled over ball. So he said that time I was just trying to, you know, stay behind it and hit as hard as I could through the middle of the field. And he's like, if I'm thinking pull, and that, because he said that pitch was outside, I might have done the same thing. And so it was just like little things like that, just picking up on like approaches and like learning from your mistake from a bat to a bat, because that's a big thing, is being able to make that adjustment like quickly. And like that's a big thing. So that was offensive last night, but I've countless times been like, hey, what was that pitch? Why'd you call that pitch? Mm-hmm. And he kind of gives me, I was like, oh, okay, like that makes sense. Like I'm going to, you know, integrate that. Or just if I see something like that.
Constant learning.
Exactly.
Pretty good guy to learn from if you're gonna absolutely make the transition. You've taken some ground balls this year, haven't mm-hmm. done it I think consistently, just maybe at times where you guys have maybe been a little bit short. How comfortable do you feel? Which position do you feel best at? Do you think you could go out there right now and play second or third?
Yeah, like you said, it's been where we kind of have those like three or four bench guys where we're like three bench guys because someone's like hurt but not on the DL, and we only have one infielder, so if they were to, you know, double switch in a game and then there's no one left, someone gets hurt, I'm like that guy. And so it happened against the Athletics, and I think I played more second base than anything, and so that would probably be where I'd be most comfortable at. But I think they put me at third thinking there's probably going to be a little like less action, I'm not going to have to turn double plays, I'm not going to you know, there's I guess a little bit less to do over there. And so I think I'd be okay, like I'm going to make the routine play. I think those tough ones, like the tough backhand or those ones that, you know, the everyday guys are going to make, I might, you know, might make it. I'm not sure, just because I'm not out there every day practicing that play or anything. But I think I would be okay going out there having to do it.
We could have like a 13th inning all UCLA middle of the infield at some point. You and
yeah, left side, definitely. You it was cool that one day going out there.
Yeah, it's I think. You know, we saw Aubrey Huff at second base a few years ago, so weird things tend to happen. Is that something going forward? You know, Austin Barnes of the Dodgers does it. The Cubs use Contreras in left field a little bit. They've used Schwarber to do both. Is that something you want to do going forward? And just knowing, I mean, Buster signed here long term, and it could be a valuable skill.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever necessarily a bad thing to be able to go and play another position. I think it's like switching completely to a different position, I don't think I'd want to do. Like, I love catching. Yeah. I want to stay as a catcher. But I think it's never a bad thing to be able to play another position, like down the road or like next year or later on. If they, you know, if they're trying to make a decision between me and a guy that just catches, having that extra versatility to be able to go in like a late inning and sub into left field or third base or something like that, I definitely think it's valuable and something that might keep me around a little bit longer.
It's something kind of unique. I mean, guys are starting to do a little bit more, but it, you know, especially the way Bochy runs a roster, it could carry three catchers, and one of them could play a little bit around. I guess that could be something that works for you.
Right.
The last question I'm going to ask you, because you mentioned you grew up a Dodgers fan. I know you're a Giants fan now, but your friends still live in Southern California. Uh-huh. Your dad makes the trip up from there. What's been the adjustment for them, and what do you hear from them when? I think you said your whole family came down here, right? Because it's still special
hours,
to them. Yeah. But what do you hear from your friends when you guys are 6.5 up at the break?
It's funny. All my friends are really good about obviously rooting for me. And so I get them some Giants gear and hats and stuff. So they'll rep it for me every once in a while. But for the most part, they're still Dodgers fans. So it's kind of like a joke with them. It's like, oh, you know, especially when we're playing each other, it's like, they'll say like, oh, I hope they win, but I hope you get four hits if you're playing, you know. It's like, so it's kind of funny. It's like a little bit of both, but it's never a bad you know, my friends are always pretty good about it. It's more of a joke than anything now.
You had a pretty good series against them, didn't you? Or you got a hit against Greinke or Kershaw last year?
Kershaw. I had 0-for-3 or 3 Ks on Kershaw. But
I think everybody was that.
Yeah, yeah. But Greinke, I had a hit to right center there at the end. It was like a 2-run double in like the second inning of that game when Peavy was pitching. I think that was that game.
That was probably the night your cell phone blew up from all the Dodger fans back home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all my mom's coworkers are big Dodgers fans, too. So whenever my mom posts something, I always look at the comments, and they're always pretty funny to read.
Yeah. Well, Trevor, thank you for taking the time. You might get to catch a Fenway or Yankee Stadium later this week. So it's been, a fun first half for you. Mm-hmm. More to come, I guess.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Trevor. Yeah.
In the center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
And that's a perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.